my love's on vibrate. I'm sending all the signals, baby, you just hesitate. Three-way kind of lover, me, you, you, and the phone. Better pay me some attention, I just might have to roam, roam. Long talking, daddy, my love.
Thank you so much for coming down, taking time out of your schedule.
It's my pleasure. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. You're one of our favorite singers around here. We always play your stuff. In fact, I played something off of this on the 4th of July.
Yeah,
America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful.
Yeah, I had to. It just was like, gotta play that. Gotta play that.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray. Purple mountains, majesty.
So what's been happening with you lately?
Well, I've been touring, living my life, working in Europe, enjoying my grandchildren.
Grandchildren?
Grandchildren.
Oh, my.
Are
oh
the
my.
Best.
Well, you know, I got to say, for those out there in the radio world, you don't look like no grandma to me.
They call me Jeeva.
Oh, right.
That's
well,
right.
Right on.
Yeah, well, so I've been enjoying, been working on a couple of, on a theatrical project as well that I wrote called The Clothesline Muse.
Oh, yeah. And I was reading about that a little bit.
So I've been busy, have not been busy in the same way that I've been busy my entire career, but I'm happy, and I'm super happy to be here in Denver.
Well, we're
and
glad
playing
to have
at Dazzle.
You.
I'm thrilled.
You know, I did want to talk to you about the baby song workshops.
That's
I researched you back in the day, but I looked again just to kind of refresh my memory about anything. And, you know, you have a particular care about health care.
I do.
About wellness. Tell people about the baby song workshops and what you're doing.
Well,
with all that.
As you said, my background is in health care. I really feel like music is healing.
Oh, it is.
And we have a lot of resources out here these days, Baby Mozart, you know, all of these things that purport to connect you with your child and help open your child's mind. But this is the thing, the human voice and the love behind it, that's the most healing instrument. Mm. And so I start off my workshops by asking moms, dads, what is the first song you ever remember hearing? And if people are a certain age, they actually remember somebody singing to them. Now, we in the modern days are a little shy about using our voices. And I tell them, you know, babies are not critics yet. So, you know, sing with all the gusto and all the love you can muster. It's a teaching moment. It's a loving moment. And I think only in America would you have to have a workshop to encourage people to do what comes naturally.
Yeah.
All over the world, the lullaby is an art form all to itself. And we are losing that with other forms. You can't pick up a toy now that doesn't make a sound or sing a song. And so where is this connection, this human connection? So I really want to encourage that. The singing of songs. I mean, when I was a little kid, it was music that helped me through learning to spell. M I crooked letter I crooked letter P P I. I mean, rhythm, music, melody. It's an innately human endeavor, and my role is more like a coach, just to encourage. And they say, well, it's fine for you. You're a Grammy nominated singer. I said, but you know what? 6-month-old babies are not interested in Grammy nominations.
Oh, true that. So true.
You know, as you say that, you made me think about my own childhood. I had musician parents, so I grew up under a piano. And the first one for us was the Sound of Music, Doe a Deer. She taught us how to sing with Doe a Deer.
Well, even with my own children, I sang the music of the American Songbook. I mean, I didn't sort of just limit it to, I don't know, just quote unquote lullabies, but you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when clouds, you know, it's, you just never know what you're depositing into a kid when you know, you think you're, you know, doing one thing, and the memories that pop up, the memories that people hold long into their adulthood, are of these very, very precious moments. Call you last night on the telephone. I give you up to 12, and baby, I'll be gone. Gone now, baby, you never. Oh, been so good to you now, baby, you never. And I've been
you so take on with your, you know, album projects and other projects. You like that Stevie Wonder album and the Billie Holiday, and you took some smack for that Billie Holiday album from some of the critics who didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Well, you know,
but
I
like how you did. You know, you maintained yourself and still you know, touch Billie Holiday.
Well,
music.
I did a lot of research. I looked at who Billie was and how it happened that she invented herself. I mean, there was no such thing as a Billie Holiday until she was an Eleanor Fagan and could have gone down into history as a person we never heard of before. But she invented herself as Billie, and she said from her own lips, you've got to be yourself. She would not have appreciated, I don't think, anybody covering songs that were hits for her, doing it the same way that she did it. And so my approach all career long has been an evolution of the American songbook and standards done in a non-standard way. If you want to hear a modern singer do a sort of retro version, I'm probably not your girl. And I think it's okay. I think there's room out here for every, that's why we love jazz music so much.
Oh, sure.
It's equal opportunity music. It's a space for you to say who you are on this planet as a unique human being. We're not getting another Billie. We're not getting another Ella. We're not getting another Sarah. There's only one under the sun. And so jazz music is the music that gives me the permission to be who I am, a person who has been influenced by everybody from Stevie Wonder to James Brown to Nina Simone. All of these musics exist in my spirit.
Yeah.
And for me to deny any one of them wouldn't be true to myself.
Thank you so much for all that you do as a singer and as a humanitarian and as a person. You know, thank you for everything that you brought with you when you sing. You know, and it's very available on stage. You can feel it and tell.
Well, we really, you know, I came up as a live musician, so the live show is fun. It's interactive. It's a little different than recordings. I think recordings are important, but live performance is where I really feel centered and really feel my spirit. So I'm just delighted to have this kind of intimate setting. I play a lot of packed concerts and big venues, and you can't even see the people.
Oh yeah.
You know, you can't even see them. So this opportunity is rare.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I don't really do that much club work.
I'm stoked about it.
So definitely. I'm thrilled. I'm pretty excited.
And this band, you're working with this trio, Brian, Eric, and Brandon. You've been working with Brandon McCune for a long time.
A long time. He's my music director, my very, very good friend. He is such an incredible musician, and he's a multi-instrumentalist. And when I am blessed to be able to work with this man, I always jump at the chance because he's solid, he plays in a variety of styles, and he's a real human being. He teaches public school, And so he's bringing the music to a whole nother generation. So there's a lot to respect and love about that guy.